The question was asked, Reuven moved Yaakov's beds, in spite of the fact that Reuven did wonderful things, and then Yaakov mentions that when he's lying on his deathbed. Was there validity to what Reuven did? Or how do we understand that Yaakov moves his bed to Bilhah's tent, and that's the prime location, when in fact wasn't it sliding Leah? It wasn't Leah the prime wife. So the main point we'll discuss in 1 second. But it's worth noting, as a side point, the commentaries quote a medrash. I don't remember seeing it inside, but it is quoted, if I'm not mistaken, by the Tosfos Rosh, by the Tosfos on Torah, that Bilhah and Zilpah later on became full wives of Yaakov. That although they started off as Pilegesh, but when Rachel died or earlier, it was agreed that Bilhah would become a full wife of Yaakov, not just a Pilegesh. But let's leave that aside. That's not the main point. I'm unaware of a midrash that spells out what Yaakov's calculations were in shifting the bed to Bilhah's tent. But perhaps the calculation was that Bilhah would now be the mother to the orphaned children, Yosef and Binyamin. And Yaakov had to give that added attention to his orphaned children. We find that in our parsha, Yosef has a dream and sees the sun and the moon. And our sages say, the sun was Yaakov, but who was the moon? His mother was dead. And our sages say, the moon was Bilhah, who took over Rachel's job, who brought up the orphan children. And so even in heaven, so to speak, Bilhah represents the mother of Yosef and Binyamin. She is the one that actually brings them up. And perhaps, as we see later on, that the other children treated Bilhah and her children less than equals, so then maybe that's exactly what Yaakov was coming to preclude, to ensure that she had his backing so that she could develop the house the way she had to. Perhaps. But one thing is certain. It seems very, very clear that Yaakov was right. Whether we understand his calculations or not, what we do see is that the Shekhinah was there. And when Reuven got involved, the Shekhinah left. As chilalta yitzuiyala, then you desecrated. Our sages say until Reuven got involved, the Shekhinah was present. When Yaakov, wherever Yaakov was, the Shekhinah was present. So when Yaakov made that move, whether his calculation was on a spiritual level that we don't understand, whether his calculation was on the practical level that I suggested, whatever it was correct, and Hashem sided with Yaakov. And what Reuven did was not only wrong because Reuven shouldn't have gotten involved in this, he also was wrong. Meaning, aside from the issue that it wasn't his business, he was wrong. It's possible to take this to another level. It says that Reuven came to protect his mother's honor. And it's possible to analyze whether Chazal were hinting that perhaps Reuven thought that his father was partial, when in fact it was Reuven that was partial. Meaning Reuven came with the claim, what about my mother's honor? So Rachel took the main position when she was alive, but now in her death, her Pilegesh is also going to usurp my mother? As though Yaakov had done something inappropriate, when in fact Reuven's the one that did something inappropriate. And what we also find is that Reuven did tshuva. We don't find that Yaakov did tshuva. That certainly sounds like Yaakov didn't do anything wrong. Chazal don't say Yaakov did something wrong. Chazal don't say Yaakov did tshuva. Chazal do say Reuven did something wrong. And Chazal do say that Reuven was busy doing tshuva. So that certainly sheds a light in the direction that there was something. There was a calculation here that was very, very right. On whatever level it was, Yaakov made a correct calculation. It wasn't nice for Leah, but don't forget, Leah's the one that's buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. And we do not find that Leah made a claim. We do not find that Leah felt slighted. We find that Reuven thought, this is slighting my mother. But I don't know of a source that says that Leah felt slighted. So then perhaps Reuven was interpreting things from his vantage point. But what Yaakov did, all indications I'm aware of, are that what Yaakov did was right. Do I know why he did it? I don't know why he did it. But I do not have a source that says that Leah was slighted. I do not have a source that indicates that Yaakov was wrong.